A personal message from the Editor-in-Chief, Roderick C. Meredith. Enjoy it while you can. Thousands across America are rejoicing in recent Supreme Court decisions that seemingly validate the homosexual anti-God lifestyle. The liberal media are jumping in with both feet in proclaiming how wonderful it is that men can supposedly marry men. Frankly, a whole wave of unbiblical anti-God behavior is sweeping across our Western nations. Over in Britain, BBC News reported, quote, "Thousands of people have joined the Pride Parade through central London. The parade began in Baker Street, passing through Oxford Street, Piccadilly, and Trafalgar Square before ending at Whitehall. Organizers said this could be the biggest lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender event in London over the last decade." End of quote. This is from Thousands March in London Pride Parade, June 29, 2013. People all over are rejoicing in their opportunity to completely alter the biblical concept of marriage and family, formerly understood as the basis of all decent society. Where is all this leading? Concurrently, with this homosexual rejoicing in the so-called gay pride celebrations, a new monument to our direct rebellion against the God of the Bible was recently put in place near Jacksonville, Florida, as Time magazine's Olivia Waxman reported. Quote, "Following a lawsuit and more than a year of controversy, at noon on Saturday, a group called the American Atheists will unveil the United States' first public monument to atheism in a square outside the Bradford County Courthouse in Stark, Florida, near Jacksonville. The 5-foot-long gray granite bench and connecting pillar, which were built and engraved by local masons using granite quarried in Georgia, will feature secular quotes from the Founding Fathers as well as a statement from the organization's founder, Madeline Murray O'Hare, encapsulating the 50-year-old group's views. An atheist believes that a hospital should be built instead of a church. An atheist believes that deed must be done instead of prayer. An atheist strives for involvement in life and not escape into death. He wants disease conquered, poverty banished, war eliminated. As a rule, atheists aren't big on monuments due to their religious symbolism. But the 4,000-member group decided to erect one anyway after it lost a lawsuit in March that would have forced a local Christian group to remove its own monument, 2 stone tablets engraved with the Ten Commandments, located in the same public square. Once the atheist bench and attached pillar are in place, the two monuments will stand just a few yards apart in the square's, quote, free speech zone, where private citizens are allowed to erect displays. The point is to shed light on the hateful side of the Bible. And this is from Unveiling America's First Public Monument to Atheism, June 28, 2013. This growing antagonism against God is so blatant that even formerly communist nations are now scorning America. Consider these comments published by Russia's Pravda. Quote, "The U.S. is broke and Russia is the world's largest oil producer with a growing economy. Russia is not backing down and they have China to back them up. Who will back the U.S.? Tiny Britain? Americans are turning gay and Russian men are looking more like the Klitschko brothers. The U.S. is the modern-day Sodom and Gomorrah while Christianity triumphs in Russia. No ACLU in Russia suing Christians, to be sure." This is from Lerma Xavier. Quote, "Putin throws down Obama, June 18, 2013. My friends, have we sunk so low that even nations like Russia can rightly make fun of our obvious rebellion against the God of the Bible? Frankly, yes. God's word clearly shows that he hates the sin of homosexuality. You see this in Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 13, Romans chapter 1 and verse 27. God clearly did not make people this way. God made us free moral agents able to choose between good and evil, regardless of fleshly urges. His inspired word tells us, quote, "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. This is quoted from 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. So, according to the Bible, man is capable, with God's help of course, of overcoming any temptation or sin. God hated the Corinthians' sin, yet Paul also reminded the Corinthians that, quote, such were some of you. This is from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11. The difference, Paul explained, is that the Corinthian Christians were washed. They were sanctified and justified by the Spirit of God. For God's Holy Spirit is powerful. If we genuinely repent and accept Christ's sacrifice for our sins, we are promised the gift of God's Holy Spirit, Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. No matter if you have the tendency toward alcoholism, violent temper or behavior, or any temptation to break God's law of love, you can be totally forgiven, as were these Corinthian Christians, and you can be helped and empowered to overcome any aspect of your human nature that pulls you away from God. God's inspired word tells us, quote, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. You personally can receive spiritual strength and power from the very Spirit of God. You can overcome yourself, overcome the world around you, and overcome Satan the devil, if you are willing to go all out to honor and obey your Creator and zealously do your part, you will be among those overcomers who inherit all things. But the eternal God does not allow people in His eternal kingdom who would make themselves and everyone around them absolutely miserable by constant rebellious attitudes and behaviors. He will not allow those who are spiritual cowards and continually water things down into His glorious kingdom. For God's word powerfully states, quote, he who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Quoted from Revelation chapter 21, verses 7 and 8. As Thomas Jefferson warned, quote, indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, that His justice cannot sleep forever. This is quoted from Notes on the State of Virginia. And for Isaiah 66, verse 2 tells us, but on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. End of quote. God help every one of us to have that deep respect and awe of the great God who gives us life and breath, and be willing to do what He says. Anything else is much less than the Christianity of Jesus Christ and of the Bible. Those who seek to, quote, enjoy their sins today will soon find out that their time is up, and it is those who obeyed and served the true God who have laid a foundation to enjoy eternity as part of God's family. Truly, each of us needs to deeply appreciate God's offer of eternal life in a whole new society, which will be based on joy, peace, and outgoing concern for those around us. Psalm 72. As God told our forefathers, we need to genuinely, quote, seek God while we have the opportunity, and not wait until our peoples are taken into the coming captivity that is definitely prophesied. God told our ancestors just before they were taken into captivity, quote, but from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find Him if you seek Him with all your heart and with all your soul. Quoted from Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 29. End of article. Request your free booklet, What is a True Christian?